Josh Longdo joins me today. We are talking Silver Skate Festival. Danse, Josh.
Danse, Ani. How's it going?
Good, good. You are back organizing Indigenous programming for the Silver Skate Festival starting on the 9th in Sir Wilfrid Laurier Park. What have you got lined up for us this year?
Oh my goodness. We're on a new site this year and there's like, let's see who shows up and we're shifting. So I'm just going to kind of go in a random order here. We've got the Sampler Cafe, which is an interactive all ages DJ experience run by four friends of mine. One of them is Matthew Wood Creation, dancer with the Hallucination. Awesome dude. We've also got, this is a new group coming to the festival, the Abraham Lake Singers. They're a family and a group from Alexander First Nation. They're going to be doing a welcome drum song at the start of the programming and then a community round dance at the end of my little area that's going to be activated on the weekends. We've got artifacts that we've borrowed from Fort Edmonton Park. They're going to be set up in a tent on a bunch of tables with some stuff that people can read about them. We've got the Fort Edmonton Park Foundation who are going to be there giving away prizes. Not Indigenous, but a festival favorite. We've got Sean Cunningham, who runs Front Step Forge. He's awesome. He does blacksmithing demonstrations. We got Craving Color, which is a group that does beadwork and dream catchers. So they've got a tent where they'll be selling their dream catchers and beadwork and sometimes making it right before your very eyes. We've got Tim Maruziak, who's been trying to be at the festival for multiple years. And so he's bringing three teepees that he has in his own collection. He's building a little teepee village for my site. He's going to be hosting a ceremonial fire inside one of them. And one of these teepees was once owned by the one, the only Ben Calf Robe. We're going to have this big historical teepee as part of the teepee village, which I'm really, really excited about. And Tim will be there when he can to talk about it. And then last, we've got Trail Worship, which is a community run walk ceremony hosted by Adam Erasmus. He talks about his journey into sobriety and getting clean and how running and walking helped him on his healing journey. So he shares his story with people. And then we've got elders Joanne and Dr. Jerry Saddleback. We're going to talk about fire teachings, healing, and just some general teachings around Treaty 6 and these lands. And then we're going to have a drum song and then go on a community walk around Laurier Park.
You did that last year too. You had that walk and it was really powerful, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it was. It was really, really cool. I'm just staring at a picture of 20-ish of us right now, just about to go on the walk. It's such a beautiful picture. And we built these giant willow arches with lights with the help of Tessa Stamp, who's an incredible artist in general around the Edmonton area. So we started with like maybe 15 of us. And by the last time we did trail worship last year, there was probably like 30, 40 people coming on the walk with us. It was awesome. And some of the conversations just blew my socks off. Like, it was really powerful.
And you're bringing it back again this year. These activities to do, are they all free? Do we have to register for any of them?
Basically, what's happening is my little area will be activated on the Saturday, Sunday, holiday Monday from 1 to 5. So it's free. It's drop-in. People can come by. You don't have to sign up for anything. Trail worship is happening only on the Saturday, Sunday. And that's at 6 p.m. So people just show up at the tent. We have you sign a little waiver to walk with us, and that's all you need to do.
Is there a schedule online for us to go to if we want to check it out before we go?
Yes, there is a schedule online. We'll also have the schedule posted all around site so people can see that.
Perfect. We will get the link for it up on our website, ravenradio.ca. Josh, it's always so much fun talking to you. Thank you so much.
Well, you too. Thanks so much for having me. Hi. Miigwech.